The best Twitter handle on earth, the Big Lebowski, Michael Leboff, Action Network. Let's get to the nuts and bolts and the odds and try to make sense of it as we head into the season. So when I heard, a month or so ago that the Hurricanes were the Stanley Cup betting favorites, I thought, well, that's odd. That'll change because all sorts of money will come in on the Leafs. Hurricanes are still the betting favorites. Why do you think so?
Yeah, I think that they are the only team among that favorite group, the Hurricanes, Devils, Oilers, Leafs, and Avalanche, without like a question. I know you can maybe ask it about the goaltending, but they've got a fail-safe. Like if Anderson doesn't work, they've still got Ronta. If Ronta doesn't work, then they've got Kochetkov, and round we go. Whereas those other teams, I think, as people were handicapping for an 82-game season, when you're breaking down the top of the betting board, you're asking what can go wrong and how can this team handle it. The Hurricanes were the clear number one team in being able to answer their biggest question. So the depth, especially on the blue line, is kind of sets them apart. That said, I do think that this league, the way it's set up right now, it's very Kentucky Derby-ish. I think it's very deep. You can make an argument for 15 teams if you wanted to.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. There's a lot of – I don't know how many teams can win a cup, but, of course, when you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, whoever gets hot has a great chance to win if you get a great goaltender. Heck, I mean, I've seen – like a guy like UC Saros plays so well. I mean, I actually think Nashville's good. If I were a betting man, I think there's probably fairly decent odds on Nashville just making the playoffs. I wouldn't hate that. Although they did go to Tampa and lose, a team that I'm not sure is as good. Well, I know they're not as good as they used to be. Hurricanes totals. They had 113 points last year, and they basically went to sleep sort of in the last, quarter of the season. They basically played 500 hockey the last quarter of the season to only end up with 113. The total is 107.5. That kind of seems low.
Yeah, I think so. And I think part of the reason it is low is what you just said is something that bettors have kind of picked up on the past two or three years. Let's call it the Tampa Bay Lightning syndrome, which is a lot of these teams know they can clinch a playoff spot basically by first. And once they do that, it's all about trying to just figure out the right mix of staying healthy and fresh for the playoff race. And they can kind of take their foot off the pedal. And we saw it with the Hurricanes last season at the end. We've seen it with the Lightning a bunch. We've seen it with the Rangers last season. And the problem is some teams then fail to be able to pick themselves back up. So I think a lot of play totals have.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. So TYK2 inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyk2 has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Their handicap, which is, okay, I think the Hurricanes have a good chance to go over 110 points, basically. But do I trust them to play their best roster in those last 2 weeks of the season when they're 30 points clear of the playoff cut line?
Michael Leboff, Action Network, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, going down a little bit into the odds, going into the season, the Devils, who I think I see a lot more people picking the Devils to win the Metro than the Hurricanes. I think the Devils are awesome. I don't think that's a I don't see any problem with that at all. Toronto looks to be the class of the Atlantic, but talk to me about the Devils. I don't know how great the value is based, you know, compared to Carolina's value, but, where do you see value at the top? Devils? And then, the second part of that.
Yeah. With the Devils are a strange team to handicap for me because they are, like you said, they're really good. But right for them last year, they were generally healthy. They got really solid goaltending from Vitek Vanacek. They had breakout seasons from basically everybody that they counted on. And so you expect, okay, maybe they'll regress a little bit, but then they kind of against that a little bit by adding, you know, players like Tyler Toffoli or Timo Meier later in the year. So they have like a plan B in case Jack Hughes misses a couple weeks or Nico Hischier misses a couple weeks or Jesper Bratt doesn't have an MVP like season. So the Devils to me look very fairly priced. I think that they are as high a ceiling team as in the NHL. Their floor I think is also pretty high. We'll see what they do in goal. If Vanacek and Schmid are good enough. But at the top, like if I had to pick a team at the top to bet on, I would probably go with the Oilers. I just like their path a little bit more than Carolina and New Jersey. I think, you know, they look like they're on a collision course, whereas the Pacific, it's deep, sure, but I'd much rather take on teams like Vegas or Los Angeles with the Oilers than have to worry about all season long sitting on a Stanley Cup future with Carolina or New Jersey being like, I got to play one of these teams.